This is Slashdot Review for Friday, November the 5th. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot. Today's music is from GarageBand.com artist Busby from Pasadena, California. Tonight's lead item on Slashdot is a WPA Weak Key Cracker. Glenn Fleischman writes that the folks at Tiny Peep have released a cracking tool to break Wi-Fi's protected access, or WPA, keys. WPA is the replacement for weak WEP keys in the original 802.11b specification. Robert Moskowitz of ICSA Labs released a paper almost exactly 1 year ago documenting how WPA keys that were short and lacked randomness could be subject to cracks. This tool automates the process. Moskowitz advised choosing passphrases of more than 20 characters or generating random keys of at least 96 bits, but preferably 128. Some tools exist to produce better keys, including chipmaker Broadcom's Secure Easy Setup, available in selected hardware, and Buffalo Technologies' hardware-based AOSS for automatic key generation and propagation. Enterprise-based WPA with 802.1x doesn't have this weakness. Each user gets a long WPA key that's randomly generated and uniquely assigned and can be frequently changed. OS News is reporting a comprehensive review of the Made for Linux, Linux-certified LC2430 laptop. Anonymouse writes to Slashdot that they found that all of its components are fully compatible with Linux except with ACPI and recent kernels, which actually affects many recent laptops. The laptop is a desktop replacement with strong performance and some good extra features. A FireWire port, 3-in-1 card reader, combo drive, SXGA plus TFT screen, and an ATI Radeon 3D card. 4 Linux distributions were tested with it. You know, the drive to be an evil genius is an easily understandable one. Riches, power, eventual fame, and plenty of minions to order around are just some of the perks of the vocation. Vivendi's Evil Genius, which does require flash but is linked from Slashdot, gives you the opportunity to exercise your lust for worldly power in a seriously stylish way. A rich musical score, tons of polish, and enough dastardly deeds to keep even Dr. Claw happy are the highlights of the game. An overabundance of micromanagement and a lack of proper GUI interaction mars what could have been a classic in the strategy genre, but you can read on Slashdot for a more in-depth examination of the first real-time strategy game whose tagline could have been... There's a pointer on Slashdot from Farmer Buzz, who writes that USA Today has an interview with Dan Glickman, who is Jack Valenti's replacement as the CEO of the Motion Picture Association of America, where he announces that the MPAA will begin suing movie downloaders. An interesting point is brought up in the interview. Quote, at the time the RIAA announced its lawsuits, it said music sales had fallen 25% over a 3-year period. The MPAA is in a much different situation. Box office receipts are not down at all. In fact, 2003's figures were $9.5 billion, the second largest in history. Supporting community projects in Linux. Lulu has announced a new program of creating boxed sets around particular technologies. We've got Fedora Core 3, OpenOffice, Bugzilla, as well as the famous Slash Code. The boxes include documentation and the code on CD, with the money going back to support the communities building it. Lulu also does a whole bunch of cool stuff around self-publishing for on-demand items. The U.S. Air Force is studying teleportation. Archangel 121X writes that Star Trek fans may be happy to hear that the Air Force has paid to study psychic teleportation, but scientists are not so thrilled. The Air Force Research Lab's August Teleportation Physics report, posted earlier this week on the Federation of American Scientists website, struck a raw nerve with physicists and also critics of wasteful military spending. If you'd like to comment on a Slash Dot item or suggest a Creative Commons artist or band to feature for listeners, just make a phone call to 732-357-3682 or a network-based SIP phone call to 747-667-3306. The Fabulous Confabulator is coming to Windows. Island Root writes that Arlo Rose, the developer of the popular Confabulator widget, is moving his application from Mac OS X to Windows. Back when Apple unveiled their next OS, Mac OS X Tiger with Dashboard, Arlo Rose accused Apple of copying his application. We're all diehard Mac developers here, but we recognize that Windows is the dominant platform. Rose said in a statement, when you have a great idea, you want more than 2% of the global market to have access to it. The Halo 2 retail date has been broken in the Midwest, thanks to Conrad, who alerted us to a GameSpot article stating that Halo 2's launch date has already been broken by a Midwestern store. Several reports on the Gaming Age forums, which include photos of the limited edition of the game, said that several individual Meijer stores, a grocery and general merchandise retailer in Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and Kentucky, were selling the game early. Calls made by GameSpot to several Meijer stores made it sound like the franchise was sticking to the deadline. But the reader continues, despite that, eBay auctions have already gone up, with one already reaching $265. HP is dumping Linux for Windows XP MCE in a new media player. An anonymous reader writes, there hasn't been much said about this, but HP's new Z545 Digital Entertainment Center appears to be a Windows-based respin of an earlier Linux-based model that HP unveiled some 3 years ago at the TechX New York trade show, and which was sold for some time as the DE100C Digital Entertainment Center. The reader goes on to comment that looks like the joint's gone downhill ever since Bruce Perens left. Microsoft has opened access to vulnerability notifications. Joseph Schmo writes to Slashdot that Microsoft has announced it will throw open the floodgates of vulnerability notifications for everyone who wants them. Previously, Microsoft was only offering early notifications to Premier and other representative customers, or those customers who would sign a non-disclosure statement. Nokia has announced the 7710 PDA, GPS, and Internet phone. To Freest writes to Slashdot that the Register has an article on the Nokia Internet Ready, GPS, PDA, and Ultraphone. It boasts music playing capabilities and features the Series 90 software. Its attractiveness and no side talking, such as was used in the N-Gage, makes it a very handy utensil. Now from iPodder, this message.
The iPodder development team is happy to announce, just in time for BloggerCon, the availability of version 1.1 of iPodder for Windows and Macintosh. Grab it now from iPodder.sourceforge.net.
And when you pick up your new copy, please don't forget to hit the PayPal button and send your $5 along. Thanks. Spaff writes that Creative Zen Micro is shipping today. Amazon started shipping the Zen Micro, Creative's answer to the iPod Mini and one of several touted iPod killers, all due out for the holiday season. Sporting 5 gigabits of space, a form factor similar to the iPod Mini and built-in FM radio, and a removable battery, the Zen Micro looks quite promising. The only question is, will this thing work with Linux? Michael Wisemirski writes to Slashdot that the teaser trailer for the last Disney Pixar film, Cars, is now available on Apple's movie trailers page. The film will open in theaters November 4, 2005. And reader Bord Stift writes in that the movie Polar Express, which will open Wednesday, could create a film genre somewhere between animation and live action. Made almost exclusively with a method called performance capture, which drops digitized human actors into a computer-animated world. The technique's been used in some video games and to a limited extent in earlier movies. Warner Brothers said the Polar Express is the first feature made solely with the process. That's it. Thanks for listening to Slashdot Review for Friday, November 5. My name is Andy McCaskey, and I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader, and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license as detailed on Slashdot Review.com. Slashdot Review audio is published Monday through Friday, occasionally on Sunday, so remember, no Slashdot Review tomorrow. I'm planning on Weekend Summary sometime Sunday evening. The featured album track's called I Can Pretend, and it's from the GarageBand.com artist Busby. You can find more music from this artist at GarageBand.com by following the links on Slashdot Review. Have a good weekend.
I could pretend that I'm doing fine, that all of your kisses last forever in this lonely heart of mine. I could pretend that you're thinking of me, but you pretend that I don't exist. Tell everybody why you left me, a part of the story that I missed. But if I don't say a word, will you love me? If my heart doesn't hurt, will you love me? Will you leave me? Will you still love me? I could pretend that it's not over. I could pretend that I never lost all of the courage that's within me, every feeling that I ever got. I could pretend it's gonna last forever. Will you pretend that I just died? Not a phone call or a letter, just a laundry list of lies. But if I don't say a word, will you love me? If my heart doesn't hurt, will you love me? Will you leave me? Will you still love me? And I really don't believe you're too far away from me. It's just somewhere out of reach. Oh, oh, oh. And I'm over all these games. I don't think I feel this way. I don't feel this way. So you could pretend that I never asked you. You could pretend it's all in my head. Break every picture that I left you, erase every word that I ever said. But if I don't say a word,